Good morning, church. You look so beautiful. Wow, what an amazing time we've had with Jesus. I almost just want to drink it in continuously. So I'm going to do a reading out of Luke 22, verse 31, and then do a short testimony, and it might not be so short. So we'll see where it goes. So Luke 21, Jesus is speaking and he says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you out as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you turn back, strengthen your brothers." Verse 33 says, "But he replied, 'Lord, I'm ready to go to prison and to death.' And Jesus answered, 'I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me.'" There must have been a conversation in heaven going on. And Simon Peter's name was mentioned. I think it was kind of a conversation like when Job's name was mentioned. Satan asked if Simon could be tested and shaken in a way that his faith would fail and he would turn away from God. But Jesus was praying for Simon. Have you ever been tested in a way that wanted to steal your faith away from God? I have. And I will share with you a time when Satan was asking to sift me out like wheat. I gave my life to Jesus when I was 19 years old. And right from the word go, I had such a desire for the word of God. I just drank it in. I remember I was a student at that stage, and I would race back from my class and then just quickly do my work because I just wanted to get to the word of God. I just wanted to drink it in. I just wanted to be drenched by the word of God. I did this for 3 years. Every day I would race home and just bask in God's glory and just drink him in. I spent endless hours reading and listening to the word, the dramatized word of God. And this became, the word of God filled my thoughts in such a way that he completely drenched me. And he lit my path. It was amazing. I literally devoured the study Bible I had. It was scribbled, it was highlighted, it looked like a textbook, and it was filled with every promise that God had spoken out over my life, every vision that he ever gave me. I scribbled that into this book of mine. So after moving countries again, because we moved countries quite a few times, we visited a church and I left my Bible behind and I lost it. And it was terrible. It was devastating because now I didn't have that amazing textbook where all those promises were in, and the relationship and the intimacy that I built with Jesus, I lost it. I was extremely troubled, and for weeks I was trying to find this Bible. And then I started believing a lie. Charlene, Satan has asked to sift you out as wheat. I started believing the lie that the Bible that I had was irreplaceable. No other Bible could ever fill its place. I tried a few, but I never bonded with any other Bible. That was a total lie, but I believed it. And don't get me wrong, I had such a love for Jesus, and I was so involved in church. But for the next 9 years, I never read my Bible, not one day. So the living word that I continuously filled myself with the revelations of who God was for me, it stopped completely. Satan's plan was activated, and I slowly let go of every promise God had spoken out over my life, and my faith was failing. He introduced half-truths about God's nature, about God's lordship, and the love that he has for me. I no longer allowed the compass that God gave me to direct my life, anymore, and I went astray. I was totally wondering about, as a Christian, being very active in church, serving in ministries, but not having the living word flow over my spirit. Early in 2020, just before the lockdown, I was gripped in anxiety and totally overwhelmed by the aftermath of uprooting our family and moving to the UK. Even though I loved Jesus dearly, I was continuously lacking fresh revelation about who God is and who I am. I was totally lost. In May 2020, my life came to a breaking point after being hospitalized because of an emotional breakdown. God allowed this, and he allowed me to become so weak because he wanted to display his strength. During that time, God clearly showed me the state of my spirit. I was totally depleted, just running on empty fumes because I had no living word, no living life flowing into me. And I surrendered. Sure. I remember I was totally depleted. And as I did, Jesus stormed in. And he flooded my being, and he restored that unquenchable desire I had for the word. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The word became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. And I could feel that indwelling, that new life just flowing into my life, giving me strength. Jesus did this for Simon, and he did it for me. He prayed for me. The faithful intercessor, the high priest, the lover of my soul, was continuously praying that I would not lose faith and turn away from God. So the Holy Spirit gently encouraged me. Oh, I remember my head was full of stormy thoughts, and during the nighttime I would think I will be dying, having all this anxiety in my life. The only thing that I could hang on to was the word of God, Jesus. So the Lord has restored that desire to read the word and to sit and to allow the word to wash away and to give new revelation and to change me into the likeness of Jesus. And now I want to encourage you. So no matter what you go through, I so want to encourage you, just keep on reading the word of God. It brings correction, it brings life, it brings freedom, and it changes us into the likeness of Christ. There is a short, very short, prophetic word that the Lord gave me last year about the word, and I'm just going to read it. My word stands forever. It will never pass. It is the foundation of all things, and nothing stands apart from it. It exists forever and will last forever. Nothing can change it. overcome or destroy it. I am the Word. Jesus is the Word. The Word exists eternally and will outlive all things. And my word spoken out over your life will stand forever. I want to say that again. My word, God says, my word spoken out over your life will stand forever. My word is truth. I speak it selectively, cautiously, intentionally, and confidently. It cuts and corrects, restores and redeems. Everything exists because of my word. It never kills. It never destroys, never devastates. It always heals, delivers, and brings freedom. My word is ancient, and it is current, and it goes into every culture and language, bringing freedom. I am the word. My word is the light unto man and the bread of life. And that is what we've just experienced. There is no truth greater than it. It is the lamp unto your feet, and my spirit keeps the light burning. Drink my word, and your life will never run dry. Your creativity will never run dry. Our relationship will never run dry. It is my word that keeps everything lubricated and flowing. It is the greatest truth that ever existed. No word is greater than mine. It is the ultimate truth. As my light shines upon my word, it brings depth into it. Only my light, my revelation, can bring depth into my word. Man cannot read my word and have true understanding without my light. I am the true light that brings salvation unto men. All men that allow my light to shine into their hearts will see me and hear me. Now ask then, and I will shine my light into the heart of men so that they will be able to understand my word. And Father, this is our prayer this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the word. And as Wes is going to share his sermon, and as he breaks open the word, Lord, I pray that our hearts will be receptive to the message that you want to speak into our hearts, and that we will not leave unchanged by your word. In Jesus' name.